I have no idea how it happened. Both my sister and I, offspring of Midwesterners whose idea of spicy is Cantonese with a little ginger or garlic, love it hot. Perhaps we are changelings. For me, it's not hot enough unless it makes my nose run and my eyes water. Jalapenos don't really cut it. They've been bred down to the lowest common denominator so the masses can enjoy their poppers without crying foul or filing lawsuits for assaulted dignity. Chipotles, for the most part, retain some fire, and I use them often in cookery to good effect. My favorite chipotle-bearing recipe of the moment, black bean and sweet potato stew, is sweet, hot, smoky, and substantial. Serranos are decent, and most of the year they're my fallback pepper when I need one freshly diced. But my true love is the habanero. Loud as sirens, bright as flames, and positively stuffed with Scoville units, the most common measure of a pepper's wallop. The lurid orange color of their skin is an added bonus, as is the fruity edge that moderates the heat a tad. Recently I heard about a pepper new to the West, the ghost chili of Assam. Also called the poison pepper, its appearance is deceiving. Roughly 3.5 inches long and demure orange-red, it looks a bit like any number of its milder cousins. But this baby is so hot, the legend goes, that to eat it is to feel you're dying. To put things in perspective, jalapenos typically don't exceed 10,000 Scoville units, while habaneros, my Caribbean queens, pack between 300 and 600,000. The ghost chili, by contrast, tops 1 million Scovilles. 1 million! The roof of my mouth blisters at the very thought. But I know I've got to try it. No self-respecting chili head would hesitate. Stand by with a fire extinguisher, will you? With a perspective, I'm Peggy Hansen.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.